The network starting here in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. KT4. Hi, this is Kilo Golf 4. Charles Gumby, K-A-J-O-N-Y, out of Ohio. He'll be here in just a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. And in the meantime, I'm going to be taking check-in. So anyone with traffic, anyone that would like to join us tonight, limiting that call now.
K-O-4-F-E.
K-O-4-F-E, stand by, Bill. Let me pick up this other guy underneath you. Stand by, Bill. Who is the station? Okay, Alpha Bravo 8 Oscar, 8 Mike Oscar. Sorry about that. Name and location. Stick around tonight. Okay, roger, roger. Well, thanks for being there, Mr. Andrew. And we'll be like number two in the room. So if you got something you would like to add, we'll be back around to you here in just a little bit, then. 88MO, Cemetery for right now. Okay. All right, roger that. Mr. Willie, this is 254 Delta Alpha. Mr. Willie out of South Carolina.
Hi, thank you, sir.
Hi, this is static crashes I'm getting is from a lot of storms moving across the area here in the northern part of PA and across New York and all across lower Canada. Please bear with me if I do not copy you. KM4FE, Mr. Bill, good morning, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, how's it going, Jesse? What's going on up there? Your signal seems to be a little down.
Well, that's because of all these crashes, I believe.
You running your amp?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. How's my signal up there?
Well, you're pushing about 40 over right now, so you're sounding good. You're coming in Lima Charm.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. I guess band conditions just aren't great. Well, where's old Bob at?
Well, Bob is down on the other frequency for the time being. He said he's running a little bit late, so I figured I'd better go ahead and start getting some check-ins while he's waiting for a relief operator on the other net.
There you go. There you go. All right, I'll let you get some more check-ins.
All right, very good, Bill. And, oops, I stand corrected, sir. Wow, I got to look at my, hang on a second, let me check everything out on my end. Hey, do a quick couple of relays out and see if you pick anybody up while I check out my antenna system.
Well, it sounds like you're running 100 watts in all honesty, Jesse. That's why I asked you if you had your amp on.
Something is not kosher here. I'm only showing about 60 watts coming out, and it should be full-blown 100.
Yeah, you're perfectly copyable. It's just that I could tell your signal was down. I'm getting you about 20 over.
Okay, 20 over. Good. That means I'm not driving something or I've got something going on here. All right, let me double check everything, make sure I got everything in perspective here, and I will figure out what's up.
Roger that. KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net pregame show. KO4FE, any more check-ins? Want to check into the Liberty Net?
KA3TEO.
Did you get that one, Jesse?
Tell him to do it again.
Yeah, come back with that call.
Tango, Echo, Oscar.
Okay, I got Echo, Oscar, but slow your call down. Give it to me again.
KA3PAO,
I think.
PEO, and you may relay.
Yeah, PEO, Jesse.
There you go.
Okay, tell him to give me his name and location.
My location is Westville,
okay, I'm going to Pennsylvania out of it. Give me your name, sir.
My name is Marvin. Over.
Okay, Robert, I think I got that. Is that Roger, Roger? Okay, CEO, Roger. You going to stick around for the next?
KAJOY is here. I am so sorry, but I couldn't get a replacement on the other group.
Which is all my copper.
Hi, Minnesota Mike. Jesse, what do you have so far for me to put in logger?
Okay, Nicky, Lira, Mike, my pop. Let me get you in the list. Stand by, Mom. Whiskey, Zero, Mike, Papa,
is that Roger, Roger?
Yeah, very good. Go on in. That's the same thing. Was just joining the group. I heard Robert come up there. I remember there was a every Whiskey, Zero, Mike, Papa. Name is Mike.
Okay, Mike, we got you in there, and I'm going to hand it back to Nick and Phil so he can go ahead and finish everything up. Good evening, sir, and glad you could make it. I have KO4FE, Mr. Bill, and ATMO, Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Oscar. That's Mr. Andrew out of Ohio.
Okay, you got to do it a little slower because it takes a moment for NetLogger to do it. I got KO4FE. What's my next one?
Bravo 8, Mike Oscar.
Okay, got that one?
Okay, I was sitting here trying to figure out what is going on with my radio here. Not pushing out the whole 100 watts, but I hope I didn't damage it. Hey, the other station is AM, let's see, did I get Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Oscar?
Yep, and where are you in the list?
No idea.
All righty, I'll put you in next. Then I'm going to put Miss Laura in next. So what do you got next for me? Come on. Okay, I'm ready. Next for the next one.
Okay, KM4 Delta Alpha.
KM4 Delta Alpha Florida?
Kilo Mike 4 Delta Alpha. Willie out of South Carolina.
All right, got that one.
Okay, let's see. We got Robert, KA3, Papa Echo Oscar. Robert out of Pennsylvania.
Say it again, KA3.
Papa Echo
Oscar. It's Tango Echo Oscar.
Oh, I stand corrected, Bob. It's Tango. Tango Echo Oscar. Sorry about that, Robert.
All right. Again, when you make a mistake in that logger, it's not very forgiving. So give me his proper call.
Yeah, I realize that myself. All right. His proper call is Kilo Alpha 3, Tango, Echo, Oscar.
Tango what?
Echo, Oscar.
And that would be Marvin?
That is Roger.
All righty, Marvin, thank you. Nick?
Okay, then you got Mr. Mike W0, Mike Popoff. Papa, sorry about that one. I goofed that one.
All right. I've got him in there. Again, I apologize. The people that were supposed to be running 3919 had storms all around them. So they asked me to cover, and I said, I got to be up here at 10, but there was just a smidgen of a snafu. So we are on board. I guess I'm ready to open the door.
Okay, Bob, it's up to you. Let me figure out what's going on here, and I'll be right back with you.
All righty. Well, let me kick this off. Again, I apologize. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter leader. 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and only current events discussion. 1974, founded by Victor Messick, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics, you're welcome tonight. On the real, the great Liberty Net. That being said, I'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you for people being patient. I'm just going to open with a... don't know much about the whole thing. One of the gentlemen that was down the band said that Cuba is purposely blocking 40 meters and that they're turning power off to prevent the people from communicating. And I understand any of them make it to Florida, the Americans turn them around. But will that hundreds of thousands of criminals and pieces of crap come across the border in Texas and Arizona? But we're turning our nose up to the Cubans that are trying to get to freedom. Because most likely the Cubans that would become Americans would probably vote Republican. I did hear one of the congresswomen from Florida, a Republican and a Cuban descent of herself, state that she wishes AOC, she challenged, I believe, AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the rest of that squad that really cares about human rights and people and their freedom to pay attention to Cuba. But you know that went on deaf ears and crickets could be heard. With that being said, Mr. Williams, good evening to you. Nice to see you on there, and I'm going to pass it to you. KO4FE-KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net, from KO4FE. Well, a little noise, but everybody's getting through. I hope Jesse gets his rig sorted out. He's coming in fine here. I mean, about 20 over, but normally he's up around 40. But I can copy him, but I'm sure people further out may not be able to hear him quite as well. But anyway, you know, this, it's like everything you look at in the news is being blamed on white supremacy, white people, racism, white fragility, white this, white that. I mean, you wouldn't think that anything can happen anywhere without it being controlled by white people, either past, present, or future. And you know, it's normal to hear this from these Marxist professors and from the media and from BLM and all these other groups. But, you know, when the government, I'm going to put quotation marks around that, the word our government, starts pushing this stuff, I think it goes to a whole nother level. It's basically the government is declaring a propaganda war against the white population. And here's an example here. This is out of Human Events. It says Biden Department of Justice presentation teaches that inner city violence is caused by white supremacist ideology, racism, and of course the police. You can't leave them out. But anyway, it says, according to a Biden administration email exclusively obtained by Human Events, the White House and Department of Justice hosted a training seminar that claimed inner city violence is caused by white supremacist ideology and racism. I'm really mystified how that could be blamed. You know, when you got an area where there's very few white people, how can any kind of white anything being the cause or being imposed on it? But we're gonna read here a little further, and we'll get to their logical explanation for why they're saying that. Give you a hint, don't hold your breath. But anyway, it said the training was described by the DOJ as this webinar, part one of community violence intervention webinar series, focuses on evidence-based theory and research on what they call CVI, that's community violence intervention. So they're going to give us some hard facts here. At least they say they are. It says the webinar includes presentations from and discussions among experts, and you can guess at the political ideology of these so-called experts, detailing what has been learned from communities that have come together to prevent and reduce firearms violence and group violence. Also highlighted during the webinar are the historic commitments the Biden administration has made to support community violence interventions. The training brought forward as its first speaker, Professor Maury Nation of Vanderbilt University, whose section was titled, quote, structural forces to understand and prevent community violence, unquote. On slide 7 of the presentation, he stated that community violence is caused by white supremacist ideology. No, well, it could be caused by the Martians, too. Professor Nation then claimed on slide 8 that racism was to blame for the violence because ethnic minorities are more likely to be involved in community violence. So it's not caused by the ethnic minorities who are actually committing the violence. And read how they say involved in community violence. Not committing or engaged in community violence, and involved as if they're just standing on the street and somehow they get involved in violence, you know, from some unknown source. I guess they think there's like a, you know, like the Wizard of Oz, except he's dressed up in a Klan uniforms and he's in there turning dials and pulling levers and all that. And he's making the Bloods attack the Crips and some other random 13%er to come in and start shooting up a neighborhood. That's all being caused by white supremacy. Not the people who live there, but white supremacy. So anyway, that's coming from the White House, or at least they're the DOJ that they control. And, of course, where's all this leading to? Here's an article off the Revolver website. It says South Africa, the first country built on critical race theory, officially implodes. South Africa is disintegrating after the jailing of Jacob Zuma. Supporters of the former president took to the streets ostensibly to protest, but actually to simply plunder at will. The official death toll already runs into dozens, but in a country as violent as South Africa, has 57 murders a day, the real toll will likely never be known for certain. Riders have plundered shops, entire shopping malls, then they run out of the normal goods, they steal livestock. When it's too heavy to carry by hand, they bring a forklift. And here's a video showing a guy driving a forklift. I'm trying to see what the hell this thing is. He's got a huge box up in the air. I'm sure the fork truck was probably stolen too. But anyway, he's carrying something in a big box. Well, anyway, since the meltdown in South Africa isn't a natural disaster or a random fluke, it's a choice. South Africa was the first modern nation to be refounded on anti-white principles of critical race theory, and now is reaping the whirlwind of that choice. South Africa did everything that's being done in America right now. As a hyper-diverse, multi-ethnic, multilingual society, South Africa has followed almost every prescription embraced by the globalist ruling class. This is about more than riots. This wave of violence will eventually peter out, but there's no reason to be optimistic when that happens. There will be no sense of having survived the calamity and having a chance to rebuild. When this wave of burning and looting and killing are over, there's nothing to look forward to but the next wave. The specter of doom hangs over South Africa. The optimism that peaked when the country hosted the 2010 World Cup is now gone. despite being warned for years about failing water infrastructure. Local governments ignored the problem, and now the country has routine severe water crises. South Africa began experiencing rolling blackouts in 2007 and has battled them ever since. Even the government said blackouts will likely continue for at least 5 more years. Then the writer says, hint, bet your money they will last even longer. Despite being a so-called economic superpower of sub-Saharan Africa, South Africa's brain drain is significant and accelerating. Those who have options are abandoning the country. You can't blame them. More than 4% of all deaths are murders, and the murder rate is somehow still rising. Last year it rose by 8.4%. But it's not just about day-to-day violence. It's the expectation of what's to come. South Africa's dominant African National Congress party is corrupt and ineffective, but its most dangerous rival is one of the most radical political parties to enjoy representation on earth. The economic freedom fighters vow to seize white-owned land without payment, nationalize the banking and mining sectors, and double welfare payments. Oh, that should work. Kind of like Venezuela. But EFF isn't a radical outlier in South African politics. It's the natural endgame for the country's post-apartheid ideology. For decades, the South African economy has been shaped by a policy known as broad-based black economic employment. Despite its name, there's nothing base about BBBEE. Instead, the policy uses the same tactic to achieve equity, so-called equity, that activists in the United States are demanding. The BBBEE relies openly and explicitly on injecting racial preferences throughout the economy. Companies receive a scorecard based on hiring black workers, elevating black management, and giving black South Africans a share of ownership. Companies with high scores are given favorable tax treatment and preferences in government contracts. Corporate actors are strongly incentivized to give contracts to high scores as well. The results are, of course, predictable. But anyway, I can read on. I don't want to take up too much time. But this is what the advocates of critical race theory want to see the United States turn into. Oh, I'll mention, by the way, that South Africa's unemployment rate is at a record 32.6%. And that's not because of the coronavirus, because in early 2020, it was at 32.5. The country's GDP per capita peaked in 2011 and has fallen by 25% since. So this is what all-out crazy, otherwise known as AOC and her group, plus backed up by the Democrats. This is KO4FE, by the way, and the rest of the media and all of the BLM, CRT, Democrat nutcases. This is where they want to go. They think South Africa's the model we should follow. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAHJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill. KO4FE, KHOY. So first off, you don't believe that lift truck was owned by that gentleman that was driving it down the street?
Oh, no, I don't. I don't think it was. I don't think he owned it. I didn't see any place in the background where it looked like a fork truck would be used.
And the other thing is about South Africa. Name me one product that you've seen on the shelf in America that the country of Africa produces that they can lay the claim to that they export quality products. I can't think of a one. Over.
Well, not present South Africa. I think in years past, South Africa made some guns. I know they were a big exporter of the FAL. They produced those. I think they made some other guns. I think they did make some electronics, but I don't think they make anything now. They can barely even keep their agriculture going. It's not going to be too long before that collapses. It'll turn into another Zimbabwe.
It's just amazing, and people in this country, that in the squad net, they think that turning it, our country upside down like that country is the way to go. That is so sad. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate your input. KO4FE, KHLY. I just can't believe you don't think that man owned that cow motor. Next on my list is Mr. Andrew, AB8MO, Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Oscar. Mr. Andrew in Burton, Ohio, just up from me. What do you have to say? Over. You've checked into the LibriNet, correct?
Yeah,
all righty. Well, thank you for joining us. I was on Bobby Warner's machine, and I understand it's linked to a repeater up in your neck of the woods. Back many years ago, I worked for Western Reserve Telephone Company, and we used to say we would go up to Noodleberry. We didn't pronounce it correctly. I think your telephone exchange is 564, correct? Yep. Roger, Roger. Yeah, Bert was a different phone company, but We really enjoyed going up there to Russell, Mowberry, and Novelty. So that was a fun thing for us to do when we worked at the phone company, because our home office, of course, was in Hudson, and we get that far away, we could enjoy ourselves up there. So thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. We go through the list 3 times, so I will be back to you. And that way you'll have a chance to comment on what's being said or add more. Over. ABA-MO, and I'm going to jump down to Mr. Jesse. Thank you, Mr. Jesse, for taking up the slack. Again, there were some problems down the band, and I just could not escape it. KG4, DX to the C, KAHJONOY.
Okay, very good, Bob. KAJONOY. Thank you, Bob. And this is Beside the Night Liberty Net. I am Phil on Golf 4, Zulu X-ray, and a Charlie. We're coming to you live from the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Once again, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Thanks for running the net, Bob. Yeah, I think I figured out some of my problem here. Hey, this thing called a band selection switch. You got to pay attention to it. So, how am I coming in, Bob?
You are about 35 over F9 tonight. The sky is clear here in Ohio, and you are booming across the state line.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, something's working right. Hey, thank you, Bob. Hey, well, let's see. What do I have to start the net out with tonight? Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of storms been rolling across, and I hope they finally have traveled across this and got out of the way. But, hey, have you guys noticed that, you know, the COVID mandate is going full bore in California now? Yep, Governor Newsom has gone stupid. Yep, I'm going to say stupid. This dude does not have a lick of common sense in his body. And he's mandating everybody wear a COVID mask over the new strain. Let's see, what was that, COVID D strain they said? I'm still wondering what happened to A, B, and C strain. They always got something else they want to add into. It ain't good enough that they just have a COVID problem, but they got, you know, and this is China virus, guys. China. The ones who put us in this situation, along with our federal government. Yep, I said it. Yep, I meant it. I said it, and I'm here to represent it. When it comes to our federal government, we cannot trust nothing, absolutely nothing out of their mouth. But I just want to bring that COVID thing up just because of one basic thing. People are tired of it, and every American out here knows it's been a big hoax from the get-go, and the majority of the people has nothing but a common flu season, and they want to blame it on all this other stuff. Well, whatever the case may be, whatever you decide to believe, this is a China virus one way or the other. But guess what? There's protests erupting in France right now as we speak. Anyway, the France, Macron, you know, the governor, his name is Macron. He's mandating the COVID vaccine passport all across Europe now. Well, not across Europe, but across his country of France. So, thousands of protesters hit the streets in Paris on Saturday protesting against the new vaccine mandate imposed by French President Emmanuel Macron. Yeah, Emmanuel Macron. Yeah, that's another. I think he's a brother to Newsom, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, I just thought that would be quite interesting because the streets are full. How long is it going to be before the American people finally say enough of this mask mandate and get on with our lives and quit letting these people take over and dictate our lives? You wouldn't do it if somebody come into your yard and took your trunk. You wouldn't put up with this shit if you went out and got robbed at the grocery store, well, now would you? Now, why were you going to let these people get out here and dictate your life on a regular basis with these passport mandates when it has no relevance to what's actually going on here in this country? I'm going to tell you what's going on. This is a new cover-up by our government to stop this election fraud that's been going on. They're trying to cover up the Maricopa County information that came out this last Thursday, and it is damaging people. But, you know, I have my opinion, and I'm sure a lot of you guys out there, you know, put your two cents in there as well, and you come up with your own conclusion. But my personal opinion, this is more cover-up to eliminate anybody covering the election fraud out of Maricopa County, because they found, hey, guess what, 74,000 that were never sent out. How can you receive 74,000 ballots and never send the first postmark? And also on top of that, the Postal Service in itself is complacent in this whole incident. And I've got enough proof from my local postal service to tell you that you're being spied on, ladies and gentlemen. You're out there, you're working hard every day, and these people are going through your mail. They're giving your information out. They're just as part of this whole problem as much as any other part of this government. You cannot trust them, and I've had enough. Maybe some of you will actually listen to this, but the most of you, I'm preaching to the choir. Hey, thanks, Bob. I'll be here for all the way through. Thanks for running that. And thanks, Mr. Marty and Ms. Laura tonight. It was good to see you guys, and hope to get back in here in just a little bit with another portion of the article. Hey, KXLY, this is KG4ZXNSC. Back to you, Bob, and Saturday Night Liberty Net.
All righty, Jesse, KG4ZXNSC. It's interesting you'd bring up California about that Newsom character. There's a recall for him. If they get, I don't know if it's 50 or 51% of the votes that says recall it, then your next ballot is for a new governor and a TV show host and attorney, Larry Elder, a black man who is a conservative, is running for that office, and it looks like he has a very good chance. So, but California is a mess with all the homeless, with all this mask mandate. I like the comment that was made by Tucker Carlson the other night. You give people like the Department of Health a little bit of power, and you'll never get it back. Over.
Well, you know, Bob, that's exactly correct. You know, once you lose your rights to anything, you never get it back. And this is another distraction by creating more emergency dictatorship is what I'm going to call it. More reason for them to claim a new COVID mask mandate to cover up or have more power to try to eliminate this re-election that they're presenting. I believe that's the whole purpose of this. He's trying to cover it up so he don't have to get recalled, and that's the way I see it.
Yep, it's just amazing. We've got to get this under control. America's future depends on it. Thank you, Jesse, KG4ZXNSC, KHLY. Next on my list is Miss Laura, N2JTT and N2IRD. Good evening to both of you. It's a pleasure that you guys are listening. And I also believe Mr. Paul is recording. And I think Mr. Ted, a friend of mine from here in Summit County, PRK, he is recording. So hi to both of you because they're in the listening mode. With that being said, I'm going to go down to South Carolina to William. Kilo Mike 4 Delta Alpha in South Carolina. Good evening. It's up to you.
Check in.
Oh, quickly, let me get the check in. Go ahead.
W2GIO.
All right, Mr. Frank, thank you. I'll put you on the list. KF48, go ahead.
Negative. I meant to tell you, are you talking about Mr. Whaley?
Yeah, I corrected it to Bill, but yeah, William, out of Easley, South Carolina.
Okay, I think he's in monitoring mode, Bob, so let me give him a quick call and see if he responds to me, see if he's still there. KM4, Delta Alpha, come on in if you're still with us. Kilo 4, with the X-ray checking in. Well, we got you, Mr. Russ. Good evening, KK4WX. We got you, sir. Thank you much. All right, Mr. Willie is not responding, Bob, so take it away, sir.
All right, I'll put him in the listening mode. Thank you, Jeff. Let me go down to Marvin in Pennsylvania, Kilo Alpha 3. I wanted to say taco. I know that's not right. K-A-3-T-E-O-K-J-O-I. What you got to say for yourself? Interesting comment, so I'm assuming the one one we should is the original one. Over.
No title of hostility could run from the Bahamas. President of the United States of America was Abraham Lincoln, and he arrived in Esquire. He didn't qualify, but they didn't tell the American people that. That's the difference. And we had everybody since, and the only one who could have really assumed the oath of office, believe it or not, was Donald J. Trump. He was not an Esquire or an attorney.
Interesting comment. Nice piece of information to bring to the table. Over.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Stick around. We appreciate your input. KA3TEO. This is KHOI. Let me jump down to Minnesota, Mike. Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa. KHOI. Are you still with us, Mike?
This was reported, WTGIO. There's I have breakfast with a group of people, mostly hams, but one of the fellows is a PhD chemist. He's retired. And he mentioned just something out of the clear blue sky. He said, oh, by the way, there's an organization involved with artificial intelligence and investigating fake papers and in the chemical world or in the medical world. And there's an article here, the title of the article, it comes from nature.com, and the title is The Fight Against Fake Paper Factories that churn out sham science. And it goes to say here, some publishers say they are battling industrialized cheating. A Nature analysis examines the paper mill problem and how editors are trying to cope. When Laura Fisher noted striking similarities between research papers submitted to RSC Advances, she grew suspicious. None of the papers had authors or institutions in common, but their charts and titles looked alarmingly similar, says Fisher, the executive editor at the journal. I was determined to try to get to the bottom of what was going on. A year later, in January 2021, Fisher retracted 68 papers from the journal, and editors at two other Royal Societies of Chemistry titles restricted one each over similar suspicions. 15 are still under investigation. Fisher had found what seems to be the product of paper mills, companies that churn out fake scientific manuscripts to order. All the papers come from authors at Chinese hospitals. The journalist publisher of the RSC in London announced her statement had been the victim of what it believes the systematic production of false research. Anyhow, the article goes on and on, but I figured that people could check it out. Again, the title of it is, it's in Nature, nature.com, and the title is The Fight Against Fake Paper Factories that Churn Out Sham Science. W2GIO.
Alrighty, Mr. Frank, thank you. That was interesting. W2GIO, K-H-O. I got the hiccups. I'm sorry. K-H-O-Y. And last on my list, I want to get to Mr. Russ. K-H-4-W-X. Mr. Russ, what do you have for us?
Okay, Bob. Caught me here with a mouthful of peanuts. Getting to be peanut season down here in the South. I tell you what, it's something else. Let me get this thing here situated. Can you copy me okay tonight, Bob? Over.
Yes, sir. I copy it with no problem. Was it Jimmy Carter, a peanut farmer?
Okay, good deal. Yeah, we got a lot of peanut farmers around here, believe it or not, and it's getting to be, the peanuts aren't ready. They usually don't get ready for a couple of months now to turn over and actually start harvesting, but some of these people are pulling greens. We call them green peanuts because they like to boil them. They boil them when they're green, and man, they're good. Anyway, you don't want to wait till they're all dry and everything to try to boil peanuts. You don't boil peanuts, you always boil the green ones. But let me get on to something a little bit more important here. I know I beat this old dog in the head a few times about this vaccine deal. KK4WX in Southern Georgia, but I found something that's a little bit unique, and I think most of you will find it a little interesting too. It comes from the New York Post, believe it or not. They're the one that had an article on it, and if you hadn't read it or whatever, then I reckon it might be news to you, but it actually says this article was published on October 20th of 2020. So it's not quite a year old. But anyway, it says some COVID-19 vaccines could increase the risk of HIV, researchers warned. Now, isn't that interesting? Let me read on here and let you hear some of this about it. I just couldn't believe it when I was reading this, man. It said some coronaviruses, vaccine candidates currently under development could increase susceptibility to HIV, a group of researchers has warned. A modified virus being used in four COVID-19 vaccine contenders called Adenovirus 5, that's AD5 for short, has been shown to increase transmission of the AIDS virus in the past. The researchers wrote in a cautionary tale. Adenoviruses, a group of common viruses which can cause a range of illnesses, including the common cold, are sometimes genetically engineered and used to create inoculation. But the AD5 strain used in a potential HIV vaccination a decade ago has found to make some men more vulnerable to HIV in placebo-controlled trials, according to Science Magazine. It is unclear why AD5 increased the risk of HIV infection in the trial, but following these findings, the National Institute of Health, led by Dr. Anthony Fauci, recommended against using the strain in vaccines. The researchers are warning that more needs to be learned about the side effects before COVID-19 vaccinations are rolled out
to vulnerable populations. It says, quote, if I were in a sub-Saharan African country and making a decision as to what I would want for my country for a general population use of a SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, I don't see why I would pick an AB5 vector vaccine when there are many other alternative choices. Professor Lawrence Corey, one of the co-authors of the Lancet Warning Science Magazine. So anyway, it goes on a little bit further, but I just thought that would be interesting. And I also heard similar things on this network that I like to listen to. There's a show that comes on at 7 o'clock in the morning and at 8:30 at night on weekdays. It's called Joni Table Talk. That's called Joni Table Talk. This, the host of Joni Table Talk is Joni Lamb. Her name is Joni Lamb, and this is of the Daystar Network. Now, Daystar Network is a Christian type of television network, and I'll tell you what, I have to take my hat off to her. She's one of the only ones I've seen really that's coming out and trying to warn people about vaccines. And she's had a lot of different really smart people on her show telling and warning about this so-called vaccine, which they don't even like to call it a vaccine. They want to, they refer to it as a shot because that's what it is. And a matter of fact, they had a show on, I think it was Thursday night. Maybe it was last night. Anyway, I think it was last night. And Dr. Tenpenny, now, you talked about her before, Bob. Because Dr. Tenpenny, she was talking about all the different things that they're finding out about this so-called shot. But the main three things that she wanted to get across to everybody is, number one, taking the vaccine would not, and I repeat, it would not prevent you from catching COVID-19. So you're taking a vaccine that is not even going to protect you against COVID-19. Number two, mm-hmm, is it will not prevent you from spreading COVID-19. So, if you got COVID-19, which sounds kind of crazy, if you took the vaccine, why in the world would you even catch COVID-19? But if you do have COVID-19, the vaccine isn't going to prevent you from spreading it to other people. And number three, which is the most important thing, is the vaccine is not going to keep you from dying. Which is the main reason why you take a vaccine anyway. It's to prevent you catching COVID-19 and dying. So those were the three main things she wanted to get across. Is that, number one, it will not protect you from catching COVID-19. Number two, COVID-19. And number three, and most importantly, it would not save your life and keep you from dying from COVID-19. So there you go. Now, the government, I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but here in the last, especially last week, they've been out and trying to convince people to get these shots. And now they're talking about creating ways and means of working with Facebook. Facebook, and they're violating our First Amendment rights, and they're wanting to identify people like me who are warning the public not to get the shot. Now, what are they going to do with us once they find us? I mean, obviously, they obviously monitor me in this frequency and find out that I'm trying to warn people against this deadly vaccine. Joe's on his program, InfoWars. I don't know if you've heard it lately, but he's constantly trying to warn people about not taking the vaccine or the shot. So what are they going to do to us once they find out? number one thing is they're going to delete our Facebook account, which I'm thinking about doing that anyway. I do have a Facebook account, but I hardly ever get on the thing. I don't even care to. So I don't even post anything on it. I just mainly use it to get on there and read information about what I can gather and about my friends and family and things like that. Other than that, if it was for anything else, I wouldn't even care for Facebook. But it's not just that, it's other things. And I don't know if you've ever tried to do a search on the internet lately and just using any old kind of search engine and trying to find, for example, Alex Jones in InfoWars. Try to type that in your search engine on the Google, and you'll see you won't find it. They will not give you a link to his website anymore, Harley. The only way I found it was to go through DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo search engine, and then I would find it this way. Now, pay attention here, if you don't mind. I've got a website that I want you to go to if you get the time, and you go to this Joni Lamb website, and where she's got all her previous shows posted, and she's asking people to share this information. So if you want to go, her show only lasts for about 30 minutes, and I don't know how many different recordings are on it, but supposedly you can go to this website and you can find all of her previous shows and guests, where she's got a lot of powerful people, a lot of knowledgeable people, that including Dr. Tenpenny and I don't know who else, but all these frontline doctors, Dr. Corey, and just on and on. But anyway, you go to her website and rewatch these programs, and you'll learn a lot. And most importantly, you learn how to combat this COVID-19, how to treat for it. The treatment is either hydrochloroquine or either ivermectin. Ivermectin or hydrochloroquine, both of them will work. But you've got to use the other protocols with it. You've got to use certain vitamins and things like vitamin D3, and especially zinc and vitamin D3 are two of the main ones that you have to take in order to really survive this COVID-19. So it is a treatable type of, you want to call it a disease or a virus or whatever. It is treatable, and you can treat it with some medicines that really doesn't cost very much money at all, and they're very, very effective. They have very, very few deaths treating our patients with this stuff. So unlike the normal traditional way that all these doctors have been told by the CDC and everybody else on how to treat COVID-19 patients and put them on ventilators and everything, they're doing nothing more than killing them. So if you want to write this down, go ahead. It's spelled COVID, that's the word COVID, COVID, COVID.daystar.com. That's COVID, the word COVID, COVID.daystar, daystar.com. And you'll go to this Joni Lamb's website on, she got a show called Joni Table Talk, and I highly recommend her programs and you to watch it and learn something about this stuff, and more importantly, stay alive and keep your loved ones and your family alive. So with that, back to you, Bob, KAHJOY from KK4WX, Southern Georgia. Over.
Thank you, Russ, KK4WX. I have two comments. One, ivermectin, you can purchase it at Tractor Supply. It is a veterinarian type drug, but it's not like it's dirty or anything. It's clean, though of course they say it's not for human consumption, but it would be safe. And my other comment, so let's say, Russ, just for the fact of saying that the shot is effective, in a year's time, three different companies came up with a vaccination against COVID-19. That is a miracle. So why, in 40 years, 40, 4 decades, have we not come up with a vaccination for another virus called AIDS? Over.
Well, that's a very good question, Bob. That is a very good question. But here's another good question. I don't have an answer for you, but here's another good question. If this vaccine, which they want you to take, are so adamant, and even the president, so-called president anyway, Biden, got on TV the other day in a press conference, and he said plainly that people who didn't take the vaccine were killing people. In other words, people that did not take the shot, they were killing people. I mean, where in the world does he come up with this? He doesn't have any kind of facts or anything else. He doesn't know if they're killing anybody. And besides that, if the shot doesn't prevent you from catching COVID, then if it doesn't prevent you from spreading COVID, then how in the world are those people not, being pointed at, fingers being pointed at for killing people? But here's something else that really gets me. If you take the vaccine, if you take the shot, guess what? Before you take it, before they stick that needle in your arm and shoot you up with this crap, you've got to sign a waiver. There's a piece of paper, and you sign your name on the top line. And guess what happens when you sign your name on it? It basically states that you don't hold anybody responsible for anything that happens to you. Now, she showed last night on her show, on Joni's show, she showed some healthcare workers, some young women, they weren't but in their 30s, who had taken the shot, and they just went into trembling. I mean, it showed a video of them. I felt so sorry for them. It was terrible. And these people have had their lives run. They can't even function anymore. They've lost their job, and on top of that, their insurance won't even cover. It won't even cover their problem with this so-called vaccine. So are you going to tell me that you're willing to stand in line and jab that needle in your arm and shoot some kind of crap in your bloodstream that might make you go into all kind of convulsions and may even kill you, or let you be more vulnerable for catching HIV or AIDS or whatever? I'll tell you what. I know which way this boy's going. KAHJOY from KK4WS.
Yeah, I'm sure I do know which way you're going, Russ. The same way I am. KK4WS, KJOY. Alrighty, I'm going to check and see if one of my local friends is going to transmit. KEHADD, Mr. Tony in Lakewood. I see you checked in. Thank you so much for taking over down the band. And do you have anything you want to add? Over.
Hey, good evening, Robert, and everyone hanging out this evening. Yeah, if you don't mind, I was gonna chime in on the vaccine conversation.
Well, the platform is yours.
Well, before I do that, I have to admit something. I have to come clean. I clicked on November 2, Julia Tango Tango, QRZ, and nightmare now. Laura, that's it. I closed it real quick, and then I opened it back up again because I had to see it some more. But that's a pretty cool picture. But I might have nightmares, just to be honest. So about 2 weeks ago, my 17-year-old had his annual doctor's appointment, and we're not anti-vaxxers. I mean, kids have all the vaccines that I know of, and we've traveled to some weird places, so we probably even have more shots than normal. But, statistically, if I understand correctly, if you are under the age of 24, and this is from government statistics, if you are under the age of 24, you have a much significant more chance of being struck by lightning twice. than being hospitalized with COVID. So, a new vaccine, why would anyone, a younger person, want to get it, number one? And now they're giving it to children. I think I saw in Ohio, I believe as young as 13 or 14 you can get the shot. That is crazy. You don't know what is going to happen with, you know, if these young people end up having kids, you know, when they're older, and you don't know what the effects are going to be. And the doctor, you know, that we've known the doctor, our oldest is, like I said, 17, and we've had her all 17 years. She looked at me, and my wife made me go to the appointment because she knew this was going to come up. Like, you know, I'm doing heroin or something in front of a kid. Like, she looked at me like I was the worst person on the planet. You know, I understand you're a doctor and you want everyone to have it, but, you know, this is our choice. And he even got like a meningitis shot that day. So we're not anti-medicine, but, I mean, it's not approved. It's approved for experimental emergency use. So why would you have the little kids get that? Makes no sense at all. We can argue that as far as, you know, older people getting it, you know, but the younger people, I can't see it, and I just want to throw my two cents in there, Robert, KANJYKEHADV.
All right, Tony, well, first of all, when you clicked on Laura's face, or that QRZ, that is her natural hair. She is a pretty girl, and I wish you would get rid of that mask, because that's kind of crude, but thank you for jumping in there and adding comments. Anything else?
No, that's it. You got a minute or two here this evening. Hit me up on the local machine. I'm sitting here. I'll have it on.
All righty. I'm at the bottom of the list. Let me see if I have anybody else new. KEHADV signed with me, KHOI. Do I have anybody else to check in tonight with the Liberty Nut?
Whiskey, Delta, Beach, Alpha, Navy,
and 4 hour
okay.
4.
Kilowatt.
Kilowatt. Alrighty, I've got Richard, and who is the next one? I didn't quite copy.
It was Alpha 4, kilowatt.
All righty, Alpha 4, kilowatt. Let me type that in, Joseph. All righty. Let me jump up there to Richard from Paris, Ohio. Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha Yankee Charlie, Mr. Richard. Do you want to go by Richard, or Dick?
I go by Rick, Radio. What is it? Radio India Charlie Kilowatt.
Alrighty, I put it in here as Rick and I'll save it that way. So, go ahead, sir, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm sorry, I haven't been listening to any much lately. I've got a lot of stuff wrong with me and everything. But there's something that's so important. It is so, so important. And I know you guys are talking about, but there's one place, people saying, I don't know how, what's happening. I don't know what's happening. These people have all of the facts of what they did with the voting. And do you have no issue with this? Do you have Frank Speech, FRANKSPECH.com. You got that? Somebody did that to you yet?
Yeah, that's, isn't that Lindell?
Yeah, okay, that's, yeah, it, you know, and he has, they call it the, he has a series, there's the TV, because he's got different things, TVs and podcasts and that, but if you go to the TV, he has an app, it's called Absolute Series. There's three of it. The Absolute Proof, absolute interference and absolute 9-0. But I just hope everybody can clear those. I mean, there's no question, you know, and our judges, these damn judges, they're the ones they can't even looking at them. The Constitution, says when people do stuff like try to take over the country, this and that, they used to hang them by the neck. And I wish they did that again, because I don't see the way these people just they don't even care. They don't care. They don't pay no attention. And nobody else seems like it's paying attention either. I don't think we can get these people out of here legally. I just think they're in here for a bit, and I don't think anything's going to help until the rest of the community. That's all I got tonight. I just want to make sure that the people on here have been know about. Because watch those. I don't know if they're just contests. There's movies on there on the internet, and it's got everything. It has everything, all the what they do and how they did it. WDAYC.
Well, I agree. Mike Lindell is a man of God. He's come from nothing and made it back, and he has good information. And boy, they've tried to cancel him with his product, with his MyPillow. I got so damn many MyPillows, I'm trying to support him myself. But his company is doing well. God is blessing him. So that's a good thing, over.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, but the thing is, I know that I still hear people say they're calling him the president. It's not the president. And the thing is, here's what we're up against the television. That is nothing. I don't know why I don't hear more people griping about the television, the people who own television, and especially the FCC. I know back when I first got my license, I'm almost positive that if they would have done this like they did it then, they wouldn't let them do it because I'm pretty sure it was absolutely illegal. It wasn't illegal to say things about the people that were running for places, but you couldn't do it all in one, like you couldn't do it for all the Democrats and then especially if you started putting propaganda because it wasn't true, people would find out and they'd tell the FCC and they'd go to jail. You know, the FCC and the people who own these television franchises and stuff, they're worse than anybody.
I think one thing that's interesting, and I've not looked it up, but I've heard many, many times, our president number 45 is not allowed on Facebook, but Hamas, who wants to destroy Israel, they have a Facebook page, and the Ayatollah from Iran has a Facebook page, because they hate America and want to destroy it. But president number 45, he doesn't get to be there because he tells the truth. Pretty amazing. All righty, Mr. Rick, I corrected it in the NetLogger. So thank you, WDHAYC. Let me go to my last name on the list, Mr. Joe. Alpha, Alpha, 4 Kilo Kilo in South Carolina. Over.
This is Alpha, Alpha, 4 Kilowatt, Kilowatt, here on the coast. Name is Joe, J. Alpha, Echo. I'm a QTH, with the nearest QTH to the town of Hardyville. I'm pretty much in the corner of the state, and before you cross on into Georgia, I guess. Anyway, I'm actually have
pretty good description going on here. I went here and took the vaccination. My doctors agree I should take it, being a diabetic and being the age I am, and they say it would be a good idea for you to take it. And yes, I signed that little paper, that waiver you were talking about. They pay for a mass-produced vaccination. Most vaccinations you take, like the polio vaccination, they didn't have a waiver on that, and most of the pharmacy companies got sued for selling the polio vaccinations. Also, some of the other vaccinations out there. So this case around, they decided they were not going to be held responsible. So this is going to be the now on for vaccinations when you take them. So the pharmacists, not the pharmacists, but the people producing vaccinations will not be sued. The general way for now on, the general way of looking at things, the way I look at it. Sorry about that. 2-minute warning came up. I haven't had any ill effects from it yet. When I first take it, I did have some soreness in the arm, but that's normal. I did develop some arthritis, but now it's pretty much taken care of. Haven't had any ill effects from it yet, but it'll probably something come along in my lifetime. I'll probably blame on it. People around here are taking most of the masks off. I'm still wearing mine when I go into the store. I'm still keeping the mask on. Alright, I'll go to the next one. Alrighty, sir. Thank you for jumping in there. AA4KK. Interesting call, I gotta say. I got a text message from a party. Mr. Clinton, Michigan, said he tried to check in, but he couldn't get in. So let me give a shout-out to him. But AA4KK, thank you. KHLY, let me clear my phone here real quick and see if KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo, Mr. Clint, do you hear me? Over. All right, you're kind of light, so you might want to keep it kind of short. I don't know who else can hear you. Let me jump up and see if Jesse hears you. Mr. Jesse, do you hear Clint in Michigan?
Yeah, he's a little light, but I do have him, Bob.
All right, Mr. Clint, I have you on the log. Go ahead. Yeah, you're really kind of light. We're going to have to send you to DX Engineering to get you an amplifier, over.
Well, I got to talk to my lovely brother.
It's real simple. You basically tell her, dear, I'm getting an amplifier, or are you leaving?
I love that.
All righty, sir. Let's see. Did I have someone trying to check in?
Yeah, when you're ready for check-ins, I'll check in here.
All righty, Mr. Larry, I put you on the list. I want to reach out and see if Mr. Moe is listening. I know you guys have heard him back and forth a few times. I understand Mr. Moe got his power back up, and he received a package on Thursday, and it was a 3-1000Z2 to put his amplifier back on the air. So I have my fingers crossed, so let me give him a shout, and then I'll come to Larry. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, are you listening? KAHJOY. Mr. Moe, it's great to hear you. Did you put the tube in the amplifier?
It's in the amplifier.
And the amplifier turned on right now. Over. Roger, roger. I was figuring you did because you're right in my noise level, so. Well, super. I am so excited to have you get that thing turned on so we can hear you maybe next time. No, I did not, but that's not a problem. The U.S. Postal Service is still using horses in my neck of the woods.
I think the Pony Express would have been faster.
The Pony Express would have been faster, so. Alrighty, Mo. Thank you for listening. I'll stop back and check on you.
Roger, roger.
Alrighty, it's great. KD0RSA. Let me go up to Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. Mr. Larry, good evening. Good to hear you from Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm to you.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Great to help him get a tube there. Get you back on the air, buddy. So that's great. Alright, this is an article. Looks like Biden getting in trouble with China here somewhat. The Air Force is sending, the U.S. Air Force is sending dozens of F-22 fighter jets to the Pacific because of rising tensions with China. The U.S. Air Force announced it will send more than 2 dozen F-22 fighter jets to an exercise in the Western Pacific. Say that many jets send a clear message to China that tensions between Beijing and Washington escalate. And CNN, this came from Yahoo News, CNN reports on the internet. And got one other thing here that we're going to say. This is Hong Kong. The United States Air Force is more than 2 dozen F-22 stealth fighters to exercise in the Western Pacific this month, and then usually large deployment of powerful jets that analysis say sends a strong message to a possible adversary in China. Pacific Air Force is in Hawaii this week to approximately 25 F-22 rosters from the Hawaiian Air National Guard and the Joint Base Elmendorf, Richardson, Alaska, where this TN Islands for Operation Pacific Iron 2021. We have never had this many raptors deployed together in the Pacific Air Force's area of operation. General Ken Willisbach, Pacific Air Force commander, told CNN. F-22s are fifth-generation combat jets, the world's most advanced fighter aircraft, incorporating stealth technologies and connected onboard sensor systems with offboard information systems to give the pilots a detailed view of the battle space. US's F-35 are another example. Deploying a large number of F-22s for the exercise sends an immediate message to China at a time when relations are tense over specific flashpoints like Taiwan and the South China Sea, says Carl Houston, a Hawaiian-based defense analysis and a former director of operations at the U.S. Pacific Command's Joint Intelligence Center. Normal F-22s employments consist of 6 to 12. So, they're sending quite a few over there at one time. The Pacific Air Force is demonstrating that it can deploy as many or more fifth-generation aircraft into this year on short notice than China currently has in its entire inventory. The Chinese Air Force has about 20 to 24 operational fifth-generational fighters. But he noted that Beijing's capabilities are improving at a rapid pace. The United States Air Force has around 180 F-22s in its fleet, although only about half are mission capable at any one time due to maintenance requirements, according to Air Force statistics. The U.S. will be sending about 25% of the mission F-22s to the Pacific Iron Exercise. Because of the ability to evade radar detection, F-22s would be expected to be among the first weapons used in any conflict, passed without taking an adversary air defenses, among other missions. The U.S. is actively practicing the deployment it will make if there is a major crisis or war. The U.S. is taking China very seriously and is developing its force posture and training its forces to be able to quickly move into position. It's got some pictures of these F-22 Raptors, and some of them are in England right at this time. That was earlier. Operation Pacific Iron 10 F-15 strike Eagle fighter from Mountain Home Air Force Base in Idaho. And 2 C-130J Hercules transport planes from Yokota Air Force Base in Japan will join the F-22s to fill out the air fleet for what the Air Force calls an agile combat employment operation, also referred to as a combat dispersal operation, according to a statement from Pacific Air Forces. The exercise is in support of the 2018 National Defense Strategy. Calls on the military to be more lethal, adaptive, and resilient force. Agile combat employment is designed to spread U.S. combat and other warfighting assets among airfields across the region to increase their survivability from enemy missile strikes. The article goes on, but it looks like this is maybe a short force, but it could be a problem coming in the future. So back to you up there, Bob, from Larry in Tennessee and 4ROQ on the Liberty Net.
All right, Mr. Larry, thank you for jumping in there, sir. And 4ROQ, KHOI, good topic. I just want to say to everyone, including myself, we have 16 people on NetLogger. Thank you. What a great turnout tonight. I really appreciate it. I'm going to do a real quick article so that I don't take up much time and we get moving again. The Epic Times, which is a great newspaper. There's an article in here from Chicago. Illinois sheriff quits after 34 years, says the reforms make it impossible to do his job. Unfortunately, all these sheriffs that are leaving, it just makes you wonder who's going to take their place. Maybe some younger, more progressive. I don't know. It's kind of scary. A recently enacted criminal justice overhaul in Illinois has led to an exodus of sheriffs, and among them is Scott Harville, the Union County Sheriff in the southern tip of the state. Harville leads a typical small rural service office with about 10 sworn deputies. Each stretch rushed in to cope with the mounting methamphetamine-related drug offenses and mental health cases that plague rural towns. Resources are far scarcer in rural counties than they are in big urban areas, and everyone wears a dozen hats to get the job done. That is a true statement. I can say, you know, I'm EMS and I'm also a crisis intervention officer, which is dealing with the mentally ill. Not to mention traffic crash reconstruction and normal patrol. And I'm not complaining. It is a fun job. I really enjoy it. But the restrictions are just killing us. It's a difficult job to police rural areas, but instead of offering more support and resources, Illinois lawmakers continue to approve laws that make the job even more difficult, Harvel said. After the most recent criminal justice bill, the Safety Act, was approved by the state legislators, Harvey believes he can no longer effectively do his job and protect the safety of the county residents. After 34 years in law enforcement, he will retire August 15th, months before his elected term ends. I hope, friends, that things come around and we get more support. But if you got legislators passing these crappy bills, you know, until the thugs knock on the legislators' doors, break into their house, and kick their ass, they're not going to do anything. At least three other rural sheriffs in central and southern Illinois have retired early as a direct result of the legislation, according to local news media outlets. Statewide, 11 sheriffs have decided to quit before the end of their elected term, following the legislation, according to the Illinois Sheriffs Association. The new criminal justice law sweeps changes to the police protection. Some don't take effect till 2023. I'll stop there so I can get back on my list, but it's destroying law enforcement. And you've noticed, every one of us has noticed, I know it's preaching to the choir, as you do away with law enforcement protection, the crime rates, the homicide rates, it all increases because it involves the criminal. So if you make cops stop, criminals will get harder. So with that being said, let me go back up to the top of the list. Mr. Bill, I'm back to you. It's been a while. KO4FB, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Yeah, plenty of check-ins tonight, Bob. And it has been a while. Let's see, over an hour. Maybe, no, actually about an hour and a half. So I don't mind, I don't mind. I'll let everybody else talk. But Bob, you're going to love this story. And this is, I say that ironically, but this is what they're teaching in the colleges. Headline, this is Gateway Pundit. CRT warning, two U.S. colleges to offer abolish the police courses in the fall. Teach students how to be far-left activists. Oh, that sounds like just what we need. Starting this fall, two colleges in the U.S. will be offering courses that are centered around teaching students Marxist, black, political, and feminist theories that will insist them in activism to abolish the police. The classes hashtag abolish the police and abolishing prisons and the police will be taught at Davidson College in North Carolina and Bard College in New York, respectively. The critical black studies class at Davidson teaches students that non-whites and LGBT people are disproportionately targeted, causing them to be routinely surveilled, arrested, incarcerated, and sexually assaulted by police officers. Yeah, they intend to use radical social and political philosophies to decry policing in all forms, including what they define as police militarization. The director of media relations for Davidson College, Jay Pfeiffer, explained to Campus Reform that the African Studies course lines up directly with the Christian Reform School values. Yeah, this is a Christian college that's running this course. His assertion is further backed up by the fact that the school spent $1 million last year to berate churches with white dominant congregations about racial justice. Yeah, they always got to bash white people. That's always got to be part of the program. Well, anyway, it says here Davidson's values are most clearly expressed in its statement of purpose. Quote, this statement expresses clearly that Davidson is a student-focused institution of higher learning, grounded in the Christian Reformed tradition, and therefore faithful to a God bound by no church or creed, unquote. Yeah, basically it's bound by Marxism, it sounds like. Wonder if they would disavow Marxism if asked. Probably not. They disavow the creeds and all that, but the Christian Nicene Creed and all that other, probably disavow the Bible. But probably if you asked them if they disavow Karl Marx, they'd probably get tongue-tied. But anyway, since then, the offering of any class, whatever its title, reflects that it covers a subject worth studying, Pfeiffer said. Yeah, defund the police. That's definitely worth studying. I suspect that these classes are basically useless, and probably everybody gets an A, so maybe students sign up for it just to help their GPA out. I don't know. Maybe it's nothing more than a Marxist war camp anyway, so I guess they probably got a whole list of other courses that are probably just as subversive as these. But anyway, it says Bard College's course is a part of a hate studies initiative, quote unquote, focuses more on how mainstream law enforcement abolition to the masses. If that's not a Marxist term, I don't know what is. Students will design ad campaigns to make their Marxist propaganda, quote, go viral, unquote. They should have a lot of money to accomplish this, since the college received a $500 million endowment from, drumroll, George Soros earlier this year. Campus Reform's Angela Marabito explained to Fox News, Bard College is attempting to do with prison abolition the exact same thing colleges did with the defund the police movement. Take a radical idea, plant it into college campuses, and then weaponize young adults to push it into the mainstream. U.S. colleges aren't the institutions of higher learning that they once were, and it's only getting worse. Now it's an overt training camp for radical Marxists who hate America. So anyway, that's what's going on in the colleges, so expect more of that. They're going to be teaching them how to abolish the police. All right, now this is a little different story, but it's from the Associated Press, and this is what the Congress is wasting their time on. It says, black female World War II unit hoping to get congressional honor. So what did this unit do? Did they save lives, or what happened? It says, Major Fanny Griffin McClendon and her Army colleagues never dwelled on being the only black battalion of women to serve in Europe during World War II. They had a job to do. The 6,888th Central Postal Directory Battalion was credited with solving a growing mail crisis during its stint in England, and upon their return serving as a role model to generations of black women who joined the military. Yeah, they were sorting mail. For decades, the exploits of the 855 members never got wider recognition until now. They sorted goddamn mail. Anyway, the Senate passed legislation that would award members of the battalion, affectionately known as the 6888, with the Congressional Gold Medal. The bill is awaiting action in the House, but is already too late for most of the 6 888 members. They are believed to be only 7 surviving, including McClendon. Now listen to their tremendous service record. The 6 888 was sent overseas in 1945. Now, let me just say, as everyone remembers, the war was over by May 5th of 1945, so there's only 4 months of fighting during World War II in 1945. So they got in right at the tail end of the war. And they weren't even in the, I mean, keep in mind, they're not even in the hot areas. But anyway, it says, a time when there was a growing presence from African-American organizations to include black women in what was called the Army, or the Women's Army Corps, and allow them to join their white counterparts overseas. Quote, I think the 6 888, the command inherently knew their presence overseas meant more than clearing that male backlog. A retired Army Colonel Edna Cummings, who was not a member of the 6 888, but had been advocating to get them greater recognition. Quote, they were representing opportunity for their sisters at arms back in the United States who were having a hard time dealing with racism and sexism in the ranks. The unit dodged German U-boats on their way to England. Now listen, you would think they were running the damn ships. They were passengers on the ships. It was the damn captains and the crews that running the ships that dodged the U-boats and scrambled to escape a German rocket once they reached a Glasgow port. So a V-2 rocket landed somewhere in the area where they were at. So they scrambled. They didn't do anything. They were on a ship. Jesus Christ. They make it sound like they were in battle, out in the field. They were deployed to unheated, rat-fested airplane hangars in Birmingham, England, and given a daunting mission. Processed the millions of pieces of undelivered mail to the troops, government workers, and Red Cross workers. Boy, that's a daunting mission. You'd think they were members of the Rangers, or they were being sent in to put a bomb in Hitler's car or something. The mountains of mail had piled up, and troops were grumbling about lost letters and delayed care packages. Thus their motto, no mail, low morale. The 6 888 toiled around the clock, processing about 65,000 pieces of mail in each of the 3 shifts. So they were working 3 shifts a day. That means 8-hour shifts. Oh, that's really heavy-duty work. Despite their achievements, the unit endured questions and criticisms from those who didn't support black women in the military. The unit's story has also started gaining wider recognition. A monument was erected in 2018 at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, to honor them, and the 6 888 was given the Meritorious Unit Commendation in 2019. A documentary, the 6 888, has been made about their exploits, and there is even talk of a movie about these mail sorters. A bill would rename a Buffalo, New York post office after the battalion's Indiana Hunt Martin, who died last year, and there was a push for a congressional gold medal. These women were trailblazers, and it's past time that we officially recognize them for the incredible contributions to our troops during World War II, said U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan, a New Hampshire Democrat who co-sponsored the Senate bill. So there you go, the mail somebody working in the mail room's going to get a congressional gold medal. You know, how about the black artillery units that were overrun during the Battle of the Bulge? They don't even care about the black men who got killed and captured during the war. All they care about is these giving medals to these women who sorted mail for a couple months at the end of the war. And let alone, that's not even talking about the hundreds of thousands of other people, white men who were died in action all over the place, all over the world. A lot of them never got any recognition, but they want to give a special congressional gold medal to these women who sorted mail for a couple months at the end of the war. Oh, God. All right, Bob, back to you. KAA-JOY, Liberty Net, from KO4FE.
KO4FE-JOY. Two things come to mind. One of them is we can't impose today's standards in what took place back then. You're right. They sorted mail. They were in the military. Look at all the souls that were lost fighting, not even making it off of those troop carriers. And my other one, they dodged those U-boats. Remember when Hillary Clinton, didn't she say that she was under gunfire when she got off a helicopter, which was a lie?
Yeah, Roger, you know, this type of stuff just makes a joke out of these congressional medals.
It does. It really does. Thank you, Bill. KO4FE-KAA-JOY. Let me drop down to Andrew. Back to him from Burton, Ohio. AB8MO-KAA-JOY.
All right.
Again, he was
back to you. K-A-H-J-O-Y. This is ABM. All righty, Andrew. Well, let's see. First off, I'm only running 600 watts. Second, you don't have to bring a topic. Commenting on what's been said is fine. Your personal thoughts is fine. A lot of people, you know, take a time and come up with articles. So just being here is the most important thing. So thank you for checking in and being with us and commenting. That in itself is good. And yeah, your signal, I see it about 20 over S9 here in Richfield. So you're doing a good job from Noodleberry. So I will show you checking out on Netlogger. I don't know if you've ever messed with Netlogger, but netlogger.org, you could find the actual net that we're talking on, and you can follow along on the screen like I am. So thank you, Andrew. I'm going to give it back to you just for one more comment if you have it, and then I'll move on.
All righty there. Thank you. Thank you. I know it's still about the ground. So, yeah. Nice to see you.
On this frequency, we'll look for you again. AB8MO sign. Down to Mr. Jesse. KG4ZX in a D. KAHJO in a Y.
Hey, very good, Bob. KAHJO in a Y. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray and a Charlie. And out of the Dakota Frost State of Pennsylvania. This is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I am Jesse. AB8MO. Well, you're coming in here at Lima Charlie here in the northwest side of PA, so we're hitting you pretty good there. A little over S9, so you're getting out. Hey, thanks for being here tonight there, sir. And come back anytime, Andrew.
Yeah, like Bob said, you don't have to have a specific topic or anything. Good to have you aboard.
All right, well, anyway, let me wrap it up here with this something I wanted to bring up before the night was out. So let's see. Hey, Deb, you heard about the Texas judge that ruled that the deferred action for childhood arrival policy issued by the executive order under the Obama administration was suspended under the Trump administration, and it was restored by the Biden administration. Wow. Go figure, right? Can you say puppet on a string? Well, I can. Well, anyway, after all is said and done, it is unconstitutional. A federal district judge in Texas has found a deferred action for child arrival, DACA, program unconstitutional, striking a blow to the Obama-era policies, and has protected more than 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation from 2012. NPR reported this crap, and you know, you can't get no real news even from them half the time, but the largely expected decision levels the fate of thousands of the program in the hands of Congress, the Biden administration, and the Supreme Court, where conservatives hold a 6-3 majority. The reporter continued, the U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanna ruled in favor of 9 conservatives-led state, including Texas, blocking the Biden administration from accepting new DACA applicants, saying the program is not legal. Anyway, I won't continue too much, but you can read this article further on Becker News if, oh, that's BeckerNews.com. If you don't put it in there right, they will hold your information back and will not direct it directly to you. So please stop with the Google and the Facebook people and quit supplying Amazon with more money. Bezos got enough money. That was the one article, and I want to sum it up with this last piece of information off of InfoWars, guys. Just for everybody out there, Alex Jones InfoWars, it is on every weeknight at 10 a.m. or 2200 hours on the frequency of 4.840 on your shortwave dial. You can listen to it from Nashville, Tennessee on WWCR Radio Network out of Nashville. But anyway, this is a bombshell, guys. I didn't get to see the full video, but I'm going back to review it even further. The Biden administration invites the UN to take over racist law enforcement in the United States of America. The UN, guys, who's inviting these bastards in to take over law enforcement? Well, I'm telling you right now, this is a dictatorship already, and they claim Trump was a dictator. Well, here you see it for your very own eyes. Now it's happening, and if he's inviting the UN, who knows who these UN people are? They could be the CCP for all we know in blue hats coming into your state. Are we going to allow this shit to continue on, ladies and gentlemen? Well, you better wake up and smell the coffee, because it's right here before our very own eyes, and we ain't going to make it to 22 if this continues. So everybody needs to stock up on your food now, because hyperinflation has hit. Gas here in PA is 3.25, and that's for the cheap shit, and it burns. It burns like it's water. So, yeah, it burns that bad, too. But also, at the same time, it's only getting worse, and throughout Virginia and all the other states, it's slowly climbing. So, hey, everybody better get off your butt, start keeping your powder dry, and start doing the right thing, and prepare, because it's coming. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXC out of the Bird Frog State of Pennsylvania, and I hope Tom Wolf gets his ass handed to him on a platter. This is KG4ZXC back to the Liberty Net here on Saturday night. Take it away, Bob. Back to you, KJOY.
All righty, Jesse. Yep. Keep your powder dry. Have some spear water. Have some food set aside just in case there's a hiccup. KG4ZX Tennessee, KJOY. Let me go down to Pennsylvania to Marvin. KA3TEO, Mr. Marvin in Allentown. What do you have to say on round number two?
Number two, I'll make it interesting, because a few years back, I was interested, and all of a sudden I had a fear of dying. Well, let me tell you, they say it doesn't happen, it did. So in any case, good book. And it set me totally free. The answer was in Genesis 4, verse 9 and 10. That's when Cain killed his brother Abel. Thy brother's blood crawls unto me from the ground. My question was, how can somebody cry from the ground when they're dead? The answer was, they never really die. Their spirit continues on. And so that was very enlightening to me. Mark, what's your name? Well, I don't have an appellation. An appellation is a group of sounds, and it's just up on the top of the mountain, and he said to the great creator, who shall I say has sent me? Guess what? He said, I am that I am. He didn't even Adam was told to name man, not, I mean, yeah, name the animal, not man. I just thought this stuff was interesting.
Yes, it is, and I am glad you've read the good book and that you're with us.
Well, I've read it, and boy, I'll tell you what, I've read the book, and you know there's a lot of stuff in there that really isn't right, but, again, I studied it from a legal perspective. By the way, I'm also a legal grad, so that's what I'm taking apart, but I've done that. I'll tell you, it's amazing when you want to really learn something, you can learn.
Roger, roger. Well, thank you, Marvin. Thank you for bringing that up in round number two. K-A-3-T-E-O-K-J-O-I. Let me go down here to Minnesota Mike. I know he was dragging. He was tired when we were talking down the band. So, Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa, K-A-J-O-I. Minnesota Mike, you still with us? I didn't think he would be because he was tired, so I'm going to show you checked out. That takes me down to Mr. Frank. Whiskey 2, G-I-O, another good book reader, K-A-H-J-O-Y. Let me try again. Mr. Frank from Fishkill, you still with us? W-2, G-I-O, K-A-H-J-O-Y.
How about it, Mr. Frank?
Nothing here, Bob.
All righty, so maybe Mr. Frank. Kind of nice, we have 16 participants, but it does take longer to get through the list. Makes you think what Bill said many, many weeks ago. It's kind of like the good old days when Victor would have a list that was just unlimited, and it would take us almost into the daylight hours, so... let me go to Mr. Russell, KK4WXKAHJOY. Mr. Russell, KK4WXKAHJOY, you still with us? Nothing heard. Let me see if Mr. Tony, I show he checked out on Netlogger. I think he's doing some, getting ready with his air packs and that for some diving. K-E-8-A-D-V, K-A-H-J-O-Y. Nothing heard. How about Mr. Rick in Paris, Ohio? W-T-H Alpha Yankee Charlie, Mr. Rick. Alrighty, let's see, let me go into South Carolina. Alpha Alpha 4, Kilo Kilo, Mr. Joe, over. Nothing heard. Hopefully Mr. Clint stayed with us. I sent Mr. Clint a text message, and I said I would be happy to send brochures on linear amplifiers to his bride. KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Mr. Clint, are you with us? Let me try one more time. KC8EHR, KAHJOY. Nothing heard. Well, I know this standard's going to be there. November 4, Romeo Oscar, Quebec, Mr. Larry.
Hey, guess right this time. Governor DeSantis and Abbott in Born on a Visit, Warren Migrant Crisis. Ripple effect on other states. Now, there's two great governors, two Republican governors that are keeping an eye, Florida and Texas.
Governors DeSantis, Florida, and Abbott in Texas. They're keeping an eye on that border. You know, from last time we met, that the word is the military is flying these migrants, these Mexicans and all the others that are coming in all over the United States and putting them out in prearranged positions to wherever they need the votes. So at least a million of them so far since he's been in office. Unbelievable. And the Congress hadn't even voted to do that. He's doing it on his own accord. It's an invasion of the U.S. An invasion of the U.S. And the Democrats, the socialist Democrats are doing it. Let's see what the DeSantis and Abbott, if you want to say here. The Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Saturday visited the southern border and warned that the surge in migrants and deadly drugs like fentanyl and cannabis will have a knock-on effect in other states. Just the scale of this in terms of stress and public resources, school, medical, other things, this is going to greatly impact communities throughout Florida, and I think across the country, DeSantis said at a conference. Let's see, Texas Governor Abbott slams feds for complete abandonment of border laws. They're not even enforcing the border laws anymore. Amid unprecedented migrant surge, this is a situation where all states need to be part of Congress and stepping up, Abbott said. The disaster at our border is a direct result of the Biden administration ending Trump border policies that closed illegal immigration, the influx of drugs, and human smuggling. A pair spoke in the Del Rio sector as the Florida governor visited Lone Star State to see the border crisis in person. He met with Abbott and was briefed by law enforcement officials on the crisis and also paid visits to the border wall and areas affected by the crisis. There were more than 188,000 migrant encounters in June alone, bringing the total number of migrant encounters in fiscal year 2021 to more than a million. More than a million people. Additional drugs like fentanyl have been seized in greater quantities, with a 12% increase in June and 78% more seizures in FY 2021. That's fiscal year 2021 than all of fiscal year 2020. DeSantis noted that his state is having a problem with methamphetamines and said that 95% of it came from the border. Migrant arrests at southern border rose yet again in June to 188,000, topping 1 million this fiscal year. What happens at the border happens here today, but it will be happening in these other states tomorrow or next week or next month, Abbott said. DeSantis said that he was shocked to hear from officials in Del Rio that the majority of the migrants being processed into the U.S. and Florida as their final destination. 70% of the people they have interdicted said their ultimate destination is the state of Florida. So that is something, whenever there's a wave across the border, I'm not saying it's 70% in every part of the border, but here's the majority, he said. Trump-era DHS officials warn of catastrophic results if administration ends Title 42, the border expulsion. Both Abbott and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey had issued a call for help from other states, asking them to send manpower and law enforcement to help at the border. Florida was one of those states that responded, along with states like South Dakota and Iowa. Texas has launched a number of efforts to stem the crisis, including putting down a $50 million down payment on a new wall construction project after the Biden administration abruptly ended the project in January.
traditionally has cleared out jails to hold more illegal immigrants and made efforts to arrest those coming in illegally. Abbott said Operation Lone Star had resulted in the apprehension of 50,000 illegal aliens, 2,000 criminal illegal immigrants, and disrupted 40 stash houses. Governor Abbott says Texas Democrats hadn't thought about their end game. Texas Governor joined Hannity to discuss the state lawmakers who fled to D.C. to avoid voting on election legislation. Now, I went over that on Wednesday on the Liberty Net, so guys, remember to listen in on check in on Wednesday on the Liberty Net here on this frequency at 10 p.m. There's all kinds of these Democrats from Texas left the country or left their state and flew to Washington, D.C. so that the Republicans couldn't have a forum to vote on any of their bills. They're playing dirty and playing hardball, people. All right, DeSantis said Florida's personnel have helped apprehend more than 2,800 illegal immigrants with 100 arrests for felonies, including human trafficking, drug smuggling, and vehicle theft. The two governors, both Republicans, blamed the Biden administration for the crisis, pointing to the rollback of Trump-era policies like the border wall and the migrant protection protocols, arguing that if those policies were brought back, the crisis would end. We appreciate you stepping up where the federal government won't, DeSantis told the Texan counterpart. We understand how important this is, just Texas and other states, and we are absolutely going to see impacts in Florida and other states if you don't turn the tide on this. Adam Shaw is a reporter covering U.S. on European policies or politics for Fox News. So that was a good article. People were in trouble. I mean big trouble. With NATO being invited in, I saw a picture of an airport with thousands and thousands of NATO vans back last year or so. So they're already here. They got their vans here. This has been planned a long time. They got all kinds of NATO vans parked in strategic positions across the U.S. So get ready for NATO to be in the U.S. with the socialist stuff that's going on with the Biden administration. So I wanted to add a couple of things about taking the COVID shot. People just because a doctor tells you to take that shot, these doctors are told by their people at their hospital that they run the hospital to do this and do that because they're told by the organizations and other people that they have to use remdesivir instead of hydrochloroquine. They won't be able to charge $3,000 plus in money to use that remdesivir and not use hydrochloroquine. There's also chromosome changes with this shot. Now there's some, if you want to investigate it, go to the doctors that are coming out with this, like Simone Gold. There's a certain name for their doctor's group, and I can't remember it right off, but you can Google Simone Gold, G-O-L-D. She's a doctor, and her dad was a doctor. She was fired twice for giving hydrochloroquine to people that had the COVID-19. It cleared them right up. No problem. They want a problem. The United States and Biden, they want a problem. That's why they're putting them on ventilators and all this stuff. And instead of just giving them hydrochloroquine and zinc, you need to add that zinc in there. And also another drug there that we mentioned, that Bob mentioned there a little while ago, and it's good also.
I'll think of it in a minute. But that is the pill that you can take is hydrochloroquine. If you can get a doctor that will, you can go on the Google and have an online doctor. In case you need to have some with you. It's an anti-malaria drug. It's very, it's out there. It's easy to get, and it's cheap. So you can have some if you're really worried about COVID-19. Get you some of those pills and have them ready. And I don't think it's going to really hurt you that much as far as anyway. I don't wear a mask except in Walmart a few times that I had to or I couldn't get in. And I've been with around thousands and thousands of people. So I think it's all a hoax myself. They're saying anytime someone passes away, could be a heart attack, could be the flu, could be anything, it's COVID-19. That way the doctors and the hospitals get more money. So this is all thought up and well orchestrated. There's a big reason that they're wanting everybody to take all these shots. You can still get the COVID-19 even with the shots, people. You're taking the shots for nothing. For nothing. You can still get the COVID-19 and you can still give it to someone else even with the shots. So why take the shots? This is, unless it's a ploy to turn your body into what the government wants it to be turned into. So just remember that. The doctors that are going along with this have to, most likely, you know, if they want to stay employed with their hospital. So just remember that. They probably signed something saying that they had to stay with the hospital and with their point of view. If they want to stay employed. So just remember all that. Anyway, that's all I got to say, Bob. Good night and enjoy it. Thanks for running it. And good to hear Jesse and all the others in there tonight. Appreciate it very much. So KAHJY on the Liberty Net from N4 ROQ.
All righty, Larry, stick around. The 73 round will be quick because we had a lot of people drop out. And thank you. They definitely have turned us into sheeple. And that's a shame. We can, with America, we're not concerned about how many people we kill when it comes to the Planned Parenthood. We take millions of lives. But that's not a concern, huh? No. It's Facebook. Thank you, Larry. N4RQ, KHOY. Let me reach out to Mr. Moe and see if he's still listening. KD0RSA. Mr. Moe, are you still listening? KHOY. Well, I guess he gave a ghost up, too. Let me see if I have any late checking before I go to the top of the list. This is KAHJY for the Great Liberty Net.
Kilowatt Oscar 4, November Mike Uniform.
Kilowatt Oscar 4, November Mike Uniform, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All righty, well, let me type you into a NetLogger and go ahead with your comments.
Okay, yeah, I'm a first time check in, just stumbled across the net. I'm not entirely sure of the protocol here, but this is Kilowatt Oscar 4, November Mike Uniform, Chris in Coleman, Alabama, and just appreciate you running the net and all the information coming out and everyone that participated, and good evening, God bless to everyone, and I found you on the website, so I'll try to have something prepared for the next time, but anyway, that's all I've got for right now. Kilowatt Oscar 4, November Mike Uniform, back to net control.
All righty, sir. Well, welcome. Thank you for stopping by. I show your name under QRZ. This is what your check-in is. You go by Chris?
Yeah, that's correct. Chris, Charlie Hotel Romeo, India Sierra.
All righty, Chris. Well, the Liberty Net's been here since 1974. Every Wednesday and Saturday night on this frequency at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pretty much a current event net. Over.
Roger, roger. Okay, thank you very much, and God bless everyone, and just again, thank you for running the net and everyone that's participated. Good information tonight.
All righty, sir. Well, thank you for stopping by. I put John Netlogger as checked in. Thank you very much. For some reason, I don't see. I see the problem. I've got you down as V and it's uniform. Let me correct that. I will correct that. Over.
Hey, yeah, roger, roger. November, Mike, uniform.
All righty. Well, let me go up the top of the list, and I have just one quick one. I was watching Stinchfield last night, and he was talking about the transgender problem in our military. So the Pentagon has spent $15 million on transgender members in our military. And the military calls it treatment for gender dysphoria. God dang, they come up with words for everything. But since May, 726 Army soldiers, 576 Navy sailors, 449 Air Force airmen, now this could be males or females, and only 141 U.S. Marines. Nothing against anybody that served in any of the branches, but I gotta tell you, having a kid in the Marines, they're not gonna put up with this kind of stuff like the other branches do, but they're calling it gender dysphoria, and we're paying the bill under the Biden administration. Under the Trump administration, he really didn't want this in our armed forces, because it does cause problems when you're dealing with who's got a hoo-ha or a ho-ho, and you want to deal with the guy beside you is going to fight as hard as you fight, not whether they're playing with their little monkey or their little pee-pee. God, it's just a mess. It just amazes me what this has done, and it's just turning our military upside down. They're doing this critical race theory. The other countries are watching, there's no doubt in my mind. So, with that being said, I'll go back up to the top of the list for the 73 round. Mr. Bill, KO4FE, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Yeah, Bob, the old days on the Liberty Net, it was something else. I remember a couple times the wife got up around, I don't know, 6 o'clock and to put a pot of coffee on. I remember her coming out there. She says, "Is that net still on?" I said, "Yeah, it's just winding down right now." That was it. That would have been 8 hours. Because I remember it was starting to get light and the propagation was starting to fade a little bit. So 8 hours was the longest Liberty Net that I could remember, and I think it even might have went a little past 6 o'clock in the morning. That's when I was down in Florida, and that was just three rounds, but the lift was humongous. And, of course, people checked in while the net was going on. I can't even take a guess at how many total check-ins we had back in the, this would have been in the 90s. But anyway, still pretty good tonight. Glad to see more check-ins than normal. But anyway, I got more of this diversity stuff. Here's an article. This is off Zero Hedge. Headline, The Economist publishes bizarre story bemoaning lack of diversity in Italian soccer squad. Says The Economist published a bizarre article bemoaning the lack of diversity in the Italian, they call it football team, with some asking if the same complaint would be made about Nigeria or Ghana. The most striking aspect of Italy's 26. This is the economist saying this. Quote, the most striking aspect of Italy's 26-man squad before it took to the pitch was that alone among the main contenders, it did not include a single player considered as being of color, tweeted the globalist publication. The article went on to suggest that the team's victory over England in the finals of the Euros was a, quote, victory for the Italian right, presumably because England's first team included several black players, while Italy's starting 11 didn't contain any. However, demographic statistics illustrate how it's perfectly normal for Italy to have no black players. Unlike in numerous other European countries, Italy's black population is relatively low, about 1.5%, while more than 92% of the country is ethnically Italian or white. This means that out of Italy's 26-man squad for the Euros, you would statistically expect only 0.39 of their squad players to be black. In reality, Italy took one black squad player to the Euros, Moise Keane, so black players were overrepresented in the Italian squad compared to national demographics. The reason Keane didn't start the match is because he's not good enough compared to Italy's raft of other attacking talent. It has nothing to do with his skin color. Respondents to the article asked why only white countries get grilled over their lack of diversity while the same interrogation isn't made of non-white countries. Well, I can answer that question very easy because only white countries have to be made non-white. While every non-white countries can stay however they are. He says, why does the media only notice when European teams lack diversity, asked Keith Woods. Can you imagine anyone complaining that the Ghana team doesn't have any white players? Wood then noted how Croatia's 2018 World Cup team was also bashed for being all white, despite the fact that Croatia's population is virtually entirely white. BBC News also recently highlighted the supposed racism of the fact that rural areas of England are 98% white. Quote, racism now just means European people existing in their ancestral homelands, commented Woods. That's right. Any white person who breathes air and still has a pulse is part of the white supremacy conspiracy, is a racist, is bad. He's causing black people to shoot each other, and he's just the cause of all evil in the world. Well, here's some good news. American Renaissance, that's probably the premier site to go to for any type of race news, Antifa news, communist news. They keep track of all the usual suspects. But they had a 1 million visits in a single month. That's an all-time record for American Renaissance. And it actually beat out the Southern Poverty Law Center, because it said in June the SPLC's website was visited 787,000 times, whereas American Renaissance busted a million. So they're doing a lot better than the SPLC. Okay, here's the last story. This is Gateway Pundit. This reflects the stupidity of a lot of GOP organizations. Headline, Women's GOP Fundraising Group refuses to give money to Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert. fundraising group for GOP women is withholding campaign donations from Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, and Lauren Boebert, Republican of Colorado, according to a new email. Fundraising group is called Value in Electing Women Political Action Committee. Their executive director, Julie Conway, smeared them in an email claiming they were shameless self-promoters and carnival barkers. Well, you know, people always wonder why the left and the Democrats always will support someone like AOC. As crazy as she is, she's far worse than anything Marjorie Greene or Lauren Boebert have ever done. It's because they can always rely on AOC to always vote for the most left-wing policies. And that she's not going to be bought off. You might be able to get Nancy Pelosi or some of the mainstream Democrats to once in a blue moon go wobbly, but they always know that AOC will always take the far left position. And these Republican fundraising groups don't get it. Mm-hmm. You can never trust someone like Mitt Romney or Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski. Wonder if they give any of them money. I mean, they're about as trustworthy as your local drug dealer when it comes to taking their word to support a bill. But you never have to worry about Marjorie Greene or Lauren Boebert. And that's all that matters. These people like this women's GOP group, all they care about is being acceptable to the Democrats. That's why this country's been, that's why we've been losing for 70 years, because of Republicans like this. They always want to be respectable and hold the principles. Well, that gets you nowhere. The only thing that matters is winning, and I'd rather trust Marjorie Greene or Lauren Boebert than I'd ever put any trust in these clowns like Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and a whole boatload of other Republicans. You never can rely on them. So anyway, Bob, thanks for running the net, and 73 is all the check-ins. I don't know if that's a record for at least lately. I know we've had a lot of check-ins in the past, not having to go back to the 1990s. But anyway, good turnout, and thanks for Jesse and Bob take control of the net. They always do a good job. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KA8JOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for being present. 17 is, I don't think I've had many more than that. That's holding a pretty good record. And I appreciate everyone that came in and spoke. You're right. I don't ever remember doing the Liberty Net till daylight. I think the longest I can ever remember is about 3 in the morning. I'm telling you, it was hard to stay awake. I know I must have missed a turn because I nodded off on the couch. But 3 in the morning is about the longest I ever remember, over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, typically it would go to 2 or 3, but there was a couple nights, I don't know what, must have been some hot news going on. That it made it, I remember sitting in the wheelhouse of my boat, and it was daylight, and Vic was still in there. But again, like I said before, back in those days, there was no internet. You know, it was hard to get any kind of real news anywhere. Shortwave was pretty hot back then for alternative media, but so a lot of people tuned into the Liberty Net to get stories, but of course the internet, you know, provided a big outlet, so I guess it's only natural to expect the Liberty Net to kind of, have less popularity. But I'm telling you, back in those days, 95, in the early 90s, It was, there were a couple nights when it went. No, this would have been actually around 92. Liberty Net went clear well into daylight. I mean, like I said, the sun, it was all lit. It was 6 o'clock in the morning in the summertime. And the wife even got up. She's down there in the, making the coffee, and she come out there, and she's like, is that net still going on? I said, yeah, it's still going on. She just couldn't believe it. So anyway, okay, 73's Bob. Thanks for running that. We'll catch you Wednesday. K8JOY from KO4FE.
All righty, sir. Well, we'll get through the list quick this time. KO4FE, KJOY. AB8MO, he checked out. Let me go to Mr. Jesse. KG4ZX in the C, KHLY.
W82VI9 with a question.
Okay, up there, EDV.
Let me go back and catch that quantum with the 9 car. Could you say it again?
Okay, Bob, you got a bunch of check-ins. Did you copy them?
Negative. I need to have them repeat them phonetically.
All right, stand by, Bob. Let me get them. There's about three. W-A-T-V-N-I. Did I get your call right?
You sure did. Yep, name is Mike. I was just trying to understand. I heard you guys on a few times. What's the basic thing about this net? What's it all about there, over?
Oh, it's just current events and discussion net. That's pretty much it.
Call so I can put it in, Jeff.
Okay, that's WA2 Victor November India. Mike out of, where you at, Mike? New Jersey or New York?
Lloyd Neck, New York. I'm located in Lloyd Neck, New York. Over.
Lincoln, New York. Okay, we got you in there, Mike. Stand by. Let me get this other station underneath you and we'll come back to you, Mike.
I was just trying to understand what kind of, there was a lot of political stuff that you guys were talking about, but it sounded like it was for a purpose or something, so I've been listening a long time and just kind of wondering what the theme of the net is there. But okay, we'll stand by. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, the theme of the net is the Liberty Net, and we do talk about a lot of political stuff. So, hey, stand by one second, Mike, and let me get this other station. The other station, go ahead
okay,
and give me your call, sir.
Whiskey 4, Juliet, Lima, Echo.
Okay, we'll stand by.
Okay, Whiskey 4, Juliet, Lima, and I missed the last.
Echo, W4JLE, name's Rick.
Okay, you say your name was Rick. Where are you located?
Name is Fred.
How do you feel about the football so far?
Delta, and located in Gilbert, South Carolina.
Okay, sorry about that, Fred. Another station was underneath you there, and I caught him also. So, Fred, out of South Carolina, stand by, sir, and we'll get back to you. W4JLE, Fred out of South Carolina, Bob.
All righty, was that all there was, or was there another one?
I believe there's one more. Who was the other station?
Mike, I'm just checking in and out, been listening, really enjoying
W-A-4. Okay, give me that last of your call, W-A-4, and I heard you say in and out, so give me the rest of your call and your name and location. Just slow it down a little bit so I can copy everything. You're a little bit light.
Roger.
He's here. He's here. That's what you say. It's all in North Carolina, please.
Bravo, India, Lima,
Lima. My name is Bill.
Okay, Bill, we got you. Whiskey Alpha 4, Charlie, Papa, Mike. Bill out of Tennessee. Very good, sir. If you're going to stick around or are you checking in now?
Okay, that's 50 Alpha Food Charlie Delta. That is Denmark, Mexico. Charlie, Denmark, Mexico. Yeah, I've got to get up early in the morning. That's 8-4 CDL.
Okay, Bill, we got you, and I got your call corrected. Whiskey Alpha 4, Charlie Delta Mike. So we got you in there, Bill, and you'll be monitoring, so thank you for that. Hey, Bob, that was everybody, I believe.
All righty, well, let me go back to Mr. Mike, WA2DNI. Mr. Mike, this is KJY, the net control on task to you.
Hey, I remember there was a guy at WC4AIO. Is he still here, too?
There is KO4. Let's see, you're looking for an AIO. I got a TEO, KE3TEO.
Oh, okay, we tuned in like 2 years ago. We thought we heard a guy WB4AIO or something like that. Okay, we gotta go to bed here. We also have lightning strikes here, so 73. We'll try to learn more about the next time we tune in there. 73, thank you.
Alrighty, Mike, thank you for stopping in. WA2DNI, KJY. Let me go to Mr. Fred in South Carolina. Whiskey 4, Julia, Lima, Echo, Mr. Fred.
Yeah, good evening and all on LibertyNet. Been a while since you checked in. That's probably a year or two at least. But everybody sounded good down here in South Carolina. Hope you're copying us. We're running a little Wagyu G90 radio here. And trying to drive one of our amplifiers here. It doesn't look like we're getting a whole lot of power out of it. Anyway, thanks for letting us in, and we do appreciate it, and we'll try to check in a little more often, over.
Roger, roger. Well, we would appreciate it Saturday night and Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, roger.
Alrighty, well, I will sign with W4JLE, and I'll drop down to Mr. Bill in Tennessee. WA4CTM, this is KJY. Best of you, sir.
He was in and out, I believe, monitoring.
Okay, well, I think that's all the late check-ins, so Mr. Desi, I'll give it to you.
Okay, very good, Bob. And yes, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net running into Sunday morning like the good old days. Hey, this is KG4ZX NSC, Jesse out of the Devoted Frog State of Pennsylvania. Let's see, not a whole lot more I really want to elaborate on, but I will pass this one piece of information on before the night's out, and maybe Mr. Moe in out in Nebraska can hear it if he's still on the frequency. But let's see. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva is standing up against the county's latest mask mandate, which applies to both vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals in the public. While indoors in the county, the sheriff issued the following statement on Friday that makes it clear that his department will not be enforcing the new mandate, forcing this vaccinated and those who already vaccinated COVID-19 to wear masks indoors is not backed by science and contradicts the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC guidelines. The sheriff stated the Los Angeles County Department of Health, DPH, has authority to enforce the order, but the unfounded defunded LAPD and Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department will not expend on limits resources, and instead they will be asking for volunteers and compliance. We encourage the DPH to work collaboratively with the Board of Supervisors and law enforcement to establish mandates that are both achievable and supported by science. So the sheriff's statement appears to be referenced a defund the police measure, and that was adopted in November, which preceded and escalated the wave of violence in California. Anyway, Los Angeles voters and approved measures, Jay, also known as Reimagine LA, which requires 10% of the city's unrestricted general funds, estimated between $360 million to $900 million per year. These invested in the social services and alternatives to incarcerate and not prison and policing measures. Well, anyway, you know what's coming down the pike? They're spending more money than we have. We have borrowed so much money in this country from the American people. We can't sustain this too much longer. And these idiots in this administration are asking for trillions of dollars more. It's only a matter of time before this country bellies up, and everybody better be on top of the game and prepare. With that, Bob, that's my last and final comment. I'll ride along to the end and hear everybody else out, and I'll catch you at the very end. So, KHJOY in the Saturday Night Liberty Net, this is KG4ZXC. Back to you, Bob.
All righty, Jesse. I got to make a comment. If I didn't see in the last night or two, Creepy Joe said that families with children, they're going to get checks for 12 months, dividing $3,600 up. I don't know if it's per child or per family, but they're just passing money out like it grows on trees. They're sending money from our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren's future. They're buying votes. I can't believe the public doesn't go, wait a minute. You just can't pass money out. It's not an unlimited supply, over.
Well, see, most people don't look at it the same way me and you do, Bob. They don't understand the repercussions from all this. And that's what I'm so floored by. I mean, it's like they have no, well, actually they don't have no knowledge of economics and structure of how things are, you know, orchestrated here in this country. And we just can't sustain this type of environment any longer. And it's only getting worse. And unfortunately, I'm just waiting for the big bubble to pop.
It's not going to be pleasant when it does. So thank you, Jesse, KG4ZX in the C. I'm going to stop and say hi to Miss Laura and Mr. Marty. Then I'm going to say hi to Mr. Bill in Easley, KM4DA, that you might be still listening. That takes me to Marvin. KA3TEO in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Over. Nothing heard. How about W2GIO? How about TK4WF? KE8ADV? WD8AYC?
So, Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha Yankee Charlie. Okay, yeah, I made it to the 73 round, so... 73, God bless everybody, and I hope to make it, I slapped off here, but I hope to make it on Wednesdays and Saturdays, W-A-T-H-A-Y-C.
Alrighty, Rick from Paris, Ohio. Thank you, sir. W-D-H-A-Y-C, God bless you, and 73. Next, Alpha Alpha 4, Kilo Pilo. Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Hotel Romeo, Mr. Clint. Down to one of our faithful, well, you're all faithful, but I got to say it that way, Mr. Larry in Knoxville, Tennessee. N4ROQ, Mr. Leary, the 73 round.
Okay, just some quick stuff here. Hydrochloroquine with zinc has proven to be a very effective COVID-19 pill, very cheap. The doctors ain't given that, but they're, a lot of them have been fired from their hospital because the administration has to take orders from up above, and they wouldn't let them do this hydrochloroquine, and a lot of them got fired for doing it. Even though it was the best drug, it was the cheapest drug, they wanted the remdesivir, which is 3,000 starting off, you know, to take. And so it's a big money game is what it is. And maybe a lot of Democrats are involved in this remdesivir. Ivermectin is what I was trying to think of last time around. Ivermectin is also a drug that's is supposed to take for COVID-19. You can get that. I remember Bob saying Tractor Supply, probably Co-op, any of the places where they have a lot of stuff for the vet veterinarians. They have all this, but that's what a lot of people are recommending. It's a lot better than remdesivir. It's a lot cheaper, and also hydrochloroquine and zinc is a great thing to take too. It saves a lot of people's lives. So like I say, this remdesivir is probably bought out by a bunch of Democrats, and they want the money, so they've changed the hospital's view of what to give, and it's $3,000 up. They give some of these drugs, this remdesivir. So just remember, people are taking this. We don't have anything. We hope you become out okay, but this administration is wanting to give kids. Just give it out for no reason. And like I said before, you're going to, even if you take the COVID-19 shot, it does not keep you from getting COVID-19, and does not keep you from spreading it once you do get it. So, your best bet, hydrochloroquine and zinc, and ivermectin, and stay away from that poison they're putting in your system. There has to be a big, Biden's even saying that if you don't take the shot, you're killing other people. And, this is a ploy to get the shot in your body. It has things in there for chromosomal changes, change your chromosomes, cancer, and autoimmune diseases in the future. So people, please do not take these shots. It's up to you. But this has been proven by a lot of doctors. They're trying to stop it even off of Facebook. Biden's saying, he's got his people saying that Facebook trying to, anybody puts anything against these COVID-19 remedies or COVID-19 vaccines, that they want it to be taken offline. Now, is that a free society? They do not want you to know about this poison they're putting in your system. Okay, another thing real quick is the day after Roswell. If you want to see what the government has done since 1947, after, there's a great book. It tells you all about the UFOs and the deals that people supposedly have made, what they found in the UFOs that we're using now that were re-engineered, such as fiber optics, night vision, particle beam weapons, lasers, super tenacity fibers, integrated circuit chips. All we had were vacuum tube technology back at that time, but in that crash, this book states that Lieutenant Colonel Philip Corso was the U.S. Army's research and development more about he handed out all these different things that were at craft. They were re-engineered, and that's what we have today. Some of that were used against the aliens, such as the lasers and particle beam weapons. So, great book, and you can pick it up. Google it. I picked up a few of them, less than $10 or so, and these are used books that you can find out there. You better get them while you can, because they're very informative, very cheap, and they'll tell you more than anything you've ever read as far as what the aliens are doing and how they've been, how the government's been telling you that for all these years. So, we'll get you ahead and shoot it back up to you, Bob. One other thing before I go, I'm like old Columbo here. Former White House advisor Peter Navarro on Friday afternoon claimed that ex-President Donald Trump easily won the 2020 election, citing his, that jumped around. I'll just go on with that. He says that Donald Trump easily won the U.S. election. It was taken from him. And that he won by a landslide. So just Google this guy and go from there. His name, I think it was Navarro. Let me look here, I guess, if I get that. Peter Navarro, N-A-V-A-R-R-O. He says he won by a landslide, and it was all taken from him as the big steal. So remember the Venezuelan voting machines and all the shooting down the night of the election, and Trump was ahead in all of the swing states. The next morning, he was behind in all of them. So the big steal. So back to you there, Bob. N4R.
Yep, it's Obama working the puppet strings, wanting to change the landscape of America. And now he's doing it with Sleepy Sloppy Creepy Joe. So thank you, Mr. Larry. Appreciate you being with us. N4ROQ, KHLY. Let me reach out and see if Mr. Moe is with us. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, any final thoughts? Nothing heard. How about Mr. Chris in Alabama? KC4, November Mike Uniform. Any final thoughts, sir? Last but not least, how about Mr. Fred in South Carolina? Whiskey4, Juliet Lima Echo. Mr. Fred, any final thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Here, let's see what's going on here. Hang on one second. Goodness gracious. Look like everything is dumping out on me here. I'm still not doing like I should be doing, but hopefully everybody's hearing us. Yeah, my doctor told me not to take the shot, and he said if I should come down with something that he would give me the chloroquine and all the other stuff that you were mentioning earlier. And this nonsense with Biden trying to buy votes with those who won't get a lick of the snake by giving them free stuff. There'll be families out there that will be having the same 10 kids passed around from family to family who suffer. I died, John. My amplifier's no longer working. Let me say 7-3s, and thanks for letting us in. We'll try and check in more often. W4JLE.
All right, Fred, thank you. With W4JLE. Yes, just passing money out, it's not sustainable, but a lot of people just go, oh, gimme, 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 gimme. It doesn't grow on trees. I try to tell liberals that I know, and they said, well, I'm going to take it as long as it's being passed out. I said, but you have a daughter, and you have a granddaughter, and her daughter are all going to be paying for it. You just can't keep passing out money. Kind of scary, but Again, Mr. Fred, thank you. Appreciate you jumping in there from Gilbert, South Carolina. Whiskey 4, Juliet Lima Echo, KJY. Well, with that being said, that brings us to the conclusion. I'll jump up real quick and give it to Mr. Jesse for a moment, and then we'll close the net.
Okay, thank you, Bob. K-8-J-L-Y in the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4ZX NSC. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're coming to a close. We have reached 20 check-ins tonight, which is phenomenal, and appreciate each and every one out here tonight and who have participated in tonight's Liberty Net. And we really do thank you, because it wouldn't be much of a net without you guys. So I'd like to go ahead and read down the list real quick to thank each and every one. K-A-J-O-Y, thank you, Bob, for running the net. K-O-4-F-E, A-B-A-M-O, myself, K-G-4-Z-X-E, into J-T-T, Miss Laura, and Mr. Marty, into I-R-J. Thank you guys for listening tonight, and thank you, Miss Laura and Mr. Marty, net manager also. By the way, I wanted to bring this up before I forgot. LibertyNetRadio.org, ladies and gentlemen. Keep that in mind. The website's starting to actually come alive. So hopefully I should have said that way earlier, but I totally forgot. I had that paper laying up there on the radio, and I couldn't remember for what. But anyway, thank you, guys. KM4DA, thank you, sir. KA3TEO, W0MP, Whiskey 2, Golf India, Oscar, Mr. Frank, good to hear you, sir. KK4WX, Mr. Russ out of Georgia, good to hear Mr. Russ also. KE8ADV, WD8AYC, AA4KK, good to have them in here tonight. KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo, and Mr. Larry out of wonderful Tennessee, beautiful Tennessee at N4RRQ. Thank you, Mr. Larry. Always appreciate you being here and supporting the net and your great articles. KD0RSA, Mr. Mo, we miss you, sir. We can't wait to hear that amp crunk up again. God bless you too. KO4NUMMU. I get that right. And WA2BNI, W4JLE, WA4CDM. And that wraps it up. Thank you guys for checking in tonight. And I want to say thanks each and every one. And God bless each and every one. And God bless America. Or should I say, God save America. 73s, guys, this is KG4ZXE in the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Back to KAJLY, net control. Take it away, Bob, for your final.
All righty, Jesse, United States for America. Like the one gentleman said, the first constitution. With that being said, as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening to us. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent Keys, W1WCR, Mr. Victor, W9FAM, Mr. Vern, KE8INE, Mr. Jim, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3GVA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MPD, Mr. Harvey, K4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYB, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, and KI2J, Mr. Mike. This is my prayer for God to bless this great country. God bless America. Thank you, all of you, and God bless you. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet, Oscar, and a Yankee. 73s, and good night.
Good job, Bob.
Roger, roger. Thank you.